I was really enjoying the words of Wegedesk when he was talking about, you know, things that we do repetitively. And
yes,
and that's some of the things that helped me understand where I was coming from, because, you know, I grew up doing hunting and fishing and hiking and all sorts of outdoor activities every single day. It wasn't just like every once in a while. I was doing it like on a daily thing that I would do every day. So I'm just going to get a hold of her again, because I think she must have pressed a button and missed it. But yeah, sorry about that.
I did hear that. Yes, exactly. Every single day.
Doing something with the hunting and fishing and all of that, right?
Yeah. And that can be into anybody's, you know, lifestyle. You know, you can just retrace, like you were saying, you know, just retrace your generations before you and you know, what your grandmother and grandfather were doing, and even your father and mother. And you can figure out, like, what your culture is and what, you know, and
yes,
you can find the words for what that culture is and how it affects you and makes you.
And the other point that one of the other points that Wegedesk raised, which I thought was well, there were several interesting points that both of you were raising, but what I wanted to zero in on is that point that he was saying about I don't know if he used the word corporate culture, but more like commercial culture. Like it's good for us to, I think families can sometimes actually lose aspects of their culture through other influences, but coming back to, so sometimes young people will actually go back two generations and kind of bring the thread back into either family or community culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think there's that piece too, that there can be other influences that can take us out of what is most healthy for us. Because I think it's important to look at what types of regular things we do that help support our health and our community health and well-being.
Yes.
Because they're one and the same, right? Our family, our community, it's all one and the same ultimately.
I believe that's so true,
yeah.
Especially now in this day and age of, you know, all this technology that we're going through, and they kind of like, they're almost our masters. Like, we're so connected to these these smartphones that, you know, direct us all over the place. And, you know, I'm included in that because, you know,
me too.
I follow my phone all day long.
And as soon as it pings, we all like salivate like Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
And go grab our phones, you know. I think that's the other part of it is, if we can bring in, you know, an awareness in our day to how we are through the day, whether it's, you know, being overly attached to our phones or whatever, and we can tack our sailboat. If we're looking at this as a sailboat, we can tack it back to remembering the core pieces of what, you know, like, for example, after over time, you might not be doing much hunting and fishing or outdoor fresh air things. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, and you can kind of remember and go back to the patterns and habits and things that support wellness within family, community, within yourself, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We can always keep gently balancing and gently bringing that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's dynamic. I guess that's the other part, is we can, you know, there's this dynamic aspect happening. And so we can always look and reflect and go, oh, okay, nope, this is what's most important to me. Yes. And make those go back to what we sometimes get lost or drift away from.
Yeah. We have to realize also too, that, you know, these technological stuff that, you know, we're being basically trapped by, because it's disconnecting us from, you know, our true cultural ways and the ways that, you know, got us to where we are. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's such a new development that it's almost, I like the words that Wegedesk was saying, it's like a cult. And this technology is like a cult. Like, you know, we have people just blindly following along and doing whatever's on there. And, yeah. you know, people are getting sick and hurt and getting lost in life. And that's not what we want. We want people people with purpose. We want people with direction. And when you're connected with your own culture, traditions, and heritage, you have direction, you have purpose, you have a compass in life. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing of just with that example of phones and social, and I'll add other social media pieces, is it's deceptive because there's the illusion of connection. Right? Because we're more connected than we ever were, in the sense of, oh, I can make a comment, or I can reach out to so-and-so. And it is a tool. So it can be helpful, but it's like, when that's what we're doing all the time, we're losing that most connective piece, which is, as one of the people said, no, I want an eyeball to eyeball get together with you.
Yeah, it's true, because, you know, we should be connected to each other. And this thing is connecting us to corporations. It's connecting us to propaganda. And, you know, we got to be aware of that. And we got to, like, be able to disconnect from that and be in tune with reality.
That's true. The algorithms are, you know, feeding back little echo chambers to each different group and doing the opposite of unifying. Mm-hmm. It's got a divisive aspect to it, with the illusion again of unity, because people within subgroups can feel very unified and a sense of belonging and all that sometimes. So you're absolutely bang on. That's definitely an important thing for us to all keep in mind when we're going through our day.
Well, we really appreciate your time. We thank you for your perspectives and joining us on our positivity of unity and human growth. It's very special, and I thank you.
And I appreciate people who have incorporated CJSF and our show into their culture for their daily, into their daily or weekly culture.
Absolutely.
So to say hello to everyone out there.
Yes. Thank you.
Our bigger family.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining our culture of positivity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to have to say bye for now. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a great and special week and weekend, and lots of love to you. And bye for now.
Thank you. Bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program. We're going to get to Shkwait Shekhlach coming up soon, and we're going to play his pick of the week, and it's from Victoria Justice, and the song is called Trippin'. So listen and enjoy, everyone.
I think I'm going insane, 'cause three words are spilling out. Hear the thoughts in my brain, 'cause my heart's beating too loud. It's like I wanna hold you, but I'm holding back. I think it's kinda sexy when you make me laugh, but then I'm pushing you away. I say I don't need you, but I'm back for more. And then we're making out on my kitchen floor. I'm not used to all these feelings, so I'm running from my feelings. How'd I trip into this? Fall for your kiss, slipped on your lips. Didn't see it coming, I just tripped into this. Tried to resist, losing my grip. Swear that I'm not falling, I just tripped. Oops, I tripped. Who gave you the right to look at? But instead I'm naked on your bedroom floor. I'm not used to all these feelings, so I'm running from my feelings. How'd I trip into this? Fall for your kiss, slipped on your lips. Didn't see it coming, I just tripped into this. Tried to resist, losing my grip. Swear that I'm not falling, I just tripped. Oops, I kissing to missing you, double dipping, cause you're so good at listening. I'm back for more, my guard is stripping down. Oh my god, what have you done? Threw off my equilibrium. I'm terrified to fall in love, but here I go committing. How'd I trip into this? Fall for your kiss, slipped on your lips. Didn't see it coming, I just tripped into this. Tried to resist, losing my grip. Swear that I'm not falling, I just tripped. Oops, I tripped. Tripped. Oops, I tripped. Oops, I tripped.
All right, we're back. That was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh, Victoria Justice, and the song called Tripped. And for people that don't know my brother, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So a very, very strong survivalist and an inspiration to people all over the world. He's a big hero of myself, and yeah, very great song. I'm so glad that you picked this song. Thank you for joining us, Shkwait.
I'm grateful you guys had me on.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool song. I believe you picked it for the Hearts Week.
For all of us that are pining, looking to be Twitter baited.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So we have our subject today, and it's on culture, and would love to hear your words on that.
You know, we all come from different cultures here and there, and the thing with culture, you know, I don't mind it, but most of us kind of make a religion out of it. You know, we let our culture rule us. You know, culture changes. You know, the culture of our ancestors at the time of Columbus getting here is different from now. You know, but at the same time, we still have the base culture, our base teachings and all that. But, you know, otherwise we'd still be running around in grass skirts and living in underground, hoping that it isn't a drought year and our food supplies cut off. So, yeah, like I said, culture changes. Whether it be religion or, you know, or how we live, And so, you know, I don't mind the cultures, but I do mind when we start to make it a religion. Because, you know, it's easy to get sucked into that type of thing.
Yes.
Get religiosity over it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so you know, we got to stay grounded and sure have our culture, but don't let it rule us. Because it changes.
Yeah.
You know, like you know, just even 20 years ago, none of us had cell phones or tablets. All this Twitter and TikTok to spread around. So, you know, that's another form of culture change. I was just reading today in our local paper that one of the teachers here is fighting against the crisis that all these new little gadgets are causing. So, you know, that's part of glorifying culture, you know, taking to all these technology.
Yeah.
You know, we can't deify it.
It can come, it can become a cult, like our brother Wegedesk was mentioning earlier. He said it can become a cult, so we got to be careful of that also. And I really agree with what you're saying. You know, we got to be careful.
That's why I say, that's why I say we're religifying
it. Yeah.
You know, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We can't let it rule us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very great words.
So, look at this. Right on.
Yeah.
To hear that somebody else has my thinking.
Yeah.
Instead of me feeling like I could be spouting off all blabbering away for nothing.
Well, it's all very, very great perspectives from everyone. And, you know, this is what helps us all grow in a positive way together with humanity. And it's so special to get your insight, you know, for all that you've survived and gone through. It's very valuable and precious information. So we thank you for spending your time with us. And we know you're still recovering and doing a lot of things to ensure that your health gets back to 100%. And we're all behind you and thinking about you.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you joining us and giving your time to us.
Yep. I thank you guys for having me on. And I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And send it all back to you there at the station and all the listeners, wherever you may be.
Beautiful.
A thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And I guess we're going to have to say bye for now. So I hope you have a safe and happy rest of your week and weekend. And lots of love to you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was Gwaish Chakhlach from Gwaishkana, BC, up in the Intlakamish territories. And we're going to continue on with our program here. And we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to hopefully get a hold of Lady Fahima. But before that, we're going to play her a song, and it's from Alan Spence, and he's a singer, songwriter, and great poet. And so we're going to listen to a song of his called Heading for the Bright Lights. So listen and enjoy, everyone.
If you head for the bright lights, do you know the way? I know you are lonely. So young and naive. If you head for the bright lights, you can never leave. When you see the bright lights, and where all the scars, you'll be disappointed to have traveled so far. I've seen the bright lights. Turned off and turned on so much to do there, but nothing goes on. Bright lights can blind you. Through tears in your eyes, so let me remind you, before you arrive, go look for the bright light. Follow your star, I'll always remember the way that you are when you sing the bright light. And the left in the dark, it may be too late then, to make a new start. I've seen the bright lights, I've traveled that road, there as a young man, soon to grow old. Grow old in the bright lights, just another face. in the bright light, abandoned in space. Lost in the bright light, don't know who you are. Lost in the bright lights, a fast fading star.
All right, we're back. That was Alan Spence and his song, Heading for the Bright Lights. Man, what a powerful song. So deep and amazing. And we've been trying to get a hold of our next guest, Lady Faima, but we're seeming to have some technical difficulties. But I'd really like to give a shout out to our station manager here, Magnus, and some of the other staff, Jesse, Conovar, Jujul, all these people that help us continue this programming station here at CJSF up at Simon Fraser University. Just a lot of appreciation for all their dedication and hard work that they do here. And I do have information from Lady Faima that she has been in contact with one of our dearest guests on the program, which is Dr. Akvan, the international law lawyer from the United Nations, and just a tremendous person. And we're looking forward to having another interview with him and bringing him onto the program. And it's going to be another great show once we do get him on. And so we're looking forward to that. And also we're looking forward to getting on Ahmed Jalali, and he's a comedian and very inspiring person, has many people laughing and happy, and we know that laughter is one of the greatest medicines in the world, and that's what we'd love to bring to this program and have this Ahmed Jalali performing for us and, you know, getting us connected to our funny bones. So we're looking forward to that. So so we're going to end our program. Thank you guys for joining us from all over the world. And come again back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us. And we're going to end our program with some Hanukkah and Azida. Canon in D. So listen and enjoy, everyone. Stay tuned for the show, the art show with Jacob. So take care, everyone. Bye for now.